Bahrain's public prosecutor has extended the detention of one of the kingdom's most prominent opposition figures, Sheikh Ali Salman, for an additional 15 days. Now, according to a Bahraini source, the prosecution has also rejected a request by defense lawyers to release Salman on bail. The secretary general of the Al-Wafaq group has been under arrest for over a week now. Seeking regime change is one of the four charges formally brought against them. Al-Wafaq has rejected the charges as malicious and outright lies. Tensions have been simmering in Bahrain ever since Salman was detained. The tiny Persian Gulf kingdom has been rocked by a popular uprising since 2011. The Manama regime has adopted repressive measures to silence those demanding an end to the monarchy. Well, we have the pleasure of having Al-Wafaq spokesperson Khalil Al-Marzouk, who joins us from Manama, to share his thoughts on what is going on here. Well, welcome, Khalil Al-Marzouk. It's a pleasure talking to you. Let's talk about the detention of Sheikh Ali Salman. At this point, more than 15 days, there's been a world outcry against it. What types of charges are brought against Sheikh Ali Salman that actually allows the authorities to believe that it's okay to keep continuing his detention?
Thank you very much. The charges are something very shameful to somebody who is in the capacity of Sheikh Ali Salman as the top leader of the opposition, the pro-democracy leader, and the person with the other colleagues who have, through his leadership, maintained the non-violent movement, the national agenda, and not to drag into the sectarian conflict that the authorities are pushing through demolishing mosque and inciting hatred through their official medias, etc., etc. So instead of praising Salman on his position, the national position and peaceful position, they use his statements to confirm and commit to peaceful means and rejecting military actions as something threatening the regime. If they don't compromise and address the people demand, then there will be an options for military. So it's fully manipulating the good words that they, that Sheikh Ali Salman should be praised for and be thankful to go into this direction. They're using those words shamelessly to build accusation. All of the accusation are based on such statements. The incitement against hatred when he talked about naturalized people and we have not done what the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein when he turned the Egyptian back with the graves, and we are respecting them, and we are wanting to solve the political naturalization issue through peaceful civilian and human respect, where those who legally had got the citizenship, they are most welcomed and they are brothers, and those who have not pursue a legal condition for their citizenship, they should be stripped from this citizenship. All this is all what he have said, and such a statement of not using force, statement of respecting and solving the problem in with the peaceful human manners, they turn it upside down and build accusation, which is very shameful and exposing that there is no democracy, there is no political workspace, there is not inclusive plural political workspace in the country, and possibly they are just utilizing the engagement of the international community in the war against ISL to take an opportunity to kill the demands of the people for reform and political restructure of the system, so that the people be represented there and they look for their interest.
Well, you know, I listened to your statements there, Khalil Marzouk, and forgive me, this revolution in the making has been going on since the year 2011, and we know long before that even, Bahrainis have not been getting their rights, they've been marginalized. In your statements, you talked about reforms, you talked about perhaps some type of reconciliation, perhaps some type of compromise with the regime. Do you truly believe that this regime is going to give people the type of opportunities and the type of rights that it actually needs based on the rights of people anywhere else in the world?
Unfortunately, the mentality of those who control the regime is that no, they want to continue as it is, and they will repress any people, any person or organization that demand and support the people demand. But what we have seen, not just in 2011, in the 90s and before that, since 1923, as you elegantly stated, that Bahrainis wanting to have a better political system, they have never succumbed, they have never submit to the government position that no reform, and this will continue. The question, what is the cost of this struggle to the overall country, and the leadership, the political leadership, should be wise enough to look into their interest, because what we are seeing in different regional context, that is, things are changing, and all their strength is coming from outside, whether the strategic relationship with the West or the strategic relationship with GCC and others, but they are not looking at what they are causing as trouble locally and regionally, to not listening to the people and continue with the repressive approach. And what we advise them, and we continue because we are loving our country and we don't want to destroy it. We want them to go into a political process, inclusive political process, that is leading to a reform that accepted by the people through ratification of a constitution that they all agree on it, the institutions, the executive, the legislative, the judicial, the security are accepted by the people integrated in these institutions without any discrimination. We have to have an infrastructure of a legal infrastructure that is respecting the rights of all people. So all of this, we have big issues and we have to solve them. And the authorities, if they are going to security route, and if the international community turns blind eyes and engage in other business than Bahrain, Bahrain will be in danger.
Okay, I wish we could continue this. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you. Khalil Amarzouk, Al-Wafaq spokesperson from Manama. Many thanks.